It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Better than they were a year ago.
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork, Bigelow Tea, Gravely Zero Turn Lumbers, The 99 Restaurants, Zing Zang Cocktail in a Can, Win Waste Innovations, and Woodbridge Wines.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, that was 22 years ago. Mark McGwire breaking Roger Maris' single-season home run record. Remember how big a deal that was? You remember what that summer was like? That home run chase capturing the attention, the hearts, the minds of baseball fans everywhere. I mean, forget just baseball fans. That was one of the biggest things in the country going on in 1998. It was the most important thing in the sports world. And it really is kind of wild to think about how much baseball has changed since then. It's only been 24 years. Hell, how much has the world changed since then? And that's where I want to start tonight. It's Matt McCarthy in for Maz on the Baseball Hour. Hope you're having a good night. I want to start on the importance of home run records in baseball. We're going to get into some comments that Chaim Bloom made in recent days that I think went under the radar that should really concern you as a Red Sox fan moving forward about the future of the Red Sox. But there's only so much future of the Red Sox talk you can do, given we've done it for the last 2 months because the Red Sox are out of it because of the job that Chaim Bloom did. But I can't ignore these comments that he made, so you want to hear those a little bit later on. But I want to start with the importance of home run records in baseball and what you make of them. Phone lines open early and often tonight. I'll take care of you. 617-779-0985. So Aaron Judge, as you well know, is on the verge of passing Roger Maris' 61 home runs. Hit number 60 last night. And he plays the Red Sox the next 4 nights. Not tonight, but Thursday through Sunday. He could very well hit 61 and 62 against the Red Sox this weekend. And knowing that that's coming up, and watching Judge over the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, knowing that this was going to happen, I've been thinking a lot myself as somebody who really cares about the game and cares about the sport, about what this all means for baseball and what this means as a baseball fan. And I am genuinely curious to hear what home run records mean to you now in the year 2022, in the post-steroid world or post-steroid era world. Because if you told me, hey, McCarthy, I think Aaron Judge is juicing. Yeah, maybe he is. I don't know. We don't know. But it's the post-steroid era world where you had the likes of Brady Anderson juicing. You know what I'm talking about. Does this still mean something to you? Do you care that Aaron Judge has 60 home runs? I do. I very much do care about this. And you know what? I think I get the sense, and yeah, I just asked Ted this during the crossover, and I asked Jim too, and I've been asking people around the office tonight, does this still matter to you? And the answer resoundingly has been, yeah, it does. Not the way it once did, but it still matters. So I think it still matters to you. I want to hear from you, but I think it does. Or let me phrase it this way. I hope you still care about it. Because to me, as a baseball fan, as somebody who cares about the sport, this is worth caring about. You know, 61 used to be one of the most important numbers in all of sports. I mean, for multiple generations, it was perhaps the most important record in all of sports. Baseball, doesn't matter, across the board, the four major sports, 61 used to be the most important number, the most important record in all of sports. And it's not that now. I mean, I get that. I don't think that's debatable. I don't think there's a single person out there who would say this record means what it once did. And of course, it's not even the record. It's the American League record. It's the Yankee record. And how you reconcile all of that, it's all gotten so muddy. It's all gotten so confusing as a baseball fan. Who's the home run king of all time? Is it Bonds or is it Aaron? Who's the single season home run leader? Is it Bonds? Is it Sosa? Is it McGuire? Is it still Roger Maris? I bet you there are people out there who would say that 61 is the record. Roger Maris is the single season home run record. I bet you some really old timers out there would still say it's Babe Ruth because Roger Maris and all these guys did it 162 game seasons and the Babe did it in 154. But the point is, I think in some way, shape, or form, these records do matter. Not that they mean once they want what they once did. I don't think that's true. And yes, the steroid era did tarnish baseball's most important records. That's undeniable. But I don't think the steroid era rendered these numbers completely obsolete. Because I'm sorry, at least to me, and maybe you think I'm crazy, you let me know, 617-779-0985, 61 still means something. I care about the history of baseball. 61 is a very important number in the history of baseball. I will be locked in on every Aaron Judge at bat from now until he gets 61 and 62. And you know what? The sports world is going to be too. ESPN just announced tonight that they're going to cut into every single at bat that Aaron Judge will have tonight. I would imagine that would continue throughout the weekend. So ESPN still thinks it matters. I think 61 still matters. I think 60 matters. I think that means something. When somebody hits 60 home runs and matches a mark set by Babe freaking Ruth, I'm sorry, that still gets me going a little bit as a baseball fan. Because what Aaron Judge is doing is unreal. He's got like 20 more home runs than anybody else in baseball. And that's what makes this a little bit different from the steroid era. Is, I mean, you know, you had Brady Anderson hitting 50 home runs. You had Luis Gonzalez hitting 57 and McGuire hitting 70 and Sosa hitting 60. And both of those guys actually surpassing 61 twice in their career. But everybody was doing it. This is just Aaron Judge who's doing it this year. He's having one of the great offensive seasons in the history of the game. Steroids, no steroid, doesn't matter the era. This guy might win the Triple Crown. Which, if you don't think matters in baseball anymore, I'm sorry, you don't get it. I think you've been brainwashed if you think that the Triple Crown doesn't matter because you think batting average doesn't matter and RBIs don't matter. They do. I'm sorry, they do. Don't be brainwashed by the analytics. Don't let the analytics talk and say that those numbers aren't important. I think that's important. I think most baseball fans think that's important. Winning the Triple Crown is a spectacular accomplishment. I mean, it is the ultimate reflection of the perfect all-around hitter. So I don't want to be around you if you think the Triple Crown is worthless. This guy might win the Triple Crown. There's a reason why only one hitter has done it since Yaz in 67, Cabrera, 10 years ago. There's a reason why nobody does this in baseball. And there's a reason why just about nobody hits 60 home runs, juiced or not juiced. Only six hitters in the history of baseball have hit 60 home runs or more in a season. Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, Maris, Ruth, and now Aaron Judge. That's absurd. I'm sorry, that's just absurd. Even in the height of the steroid era, when everybody was juiced out of their minds, only Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa managed to surpass 60. This is a big deal. I think it's a big deal. Do you think it's a big deal? And yes, it sucks that it doesn't mean more. It sucks that it's not 1998, where that summer was one of the greatest summers any of us will ever experience as baseball fans. It's okay to sit here tonight and say, yeah, that does suck. It does suck that home runs don't mean what they once did in baseball. It's okay to be romantic about the way things were. Hell, isn't that the experience of a baseball fan? It's okay to say, yes, it sucks that the all-time home run record doesn't matter as much as it once did, or the single season home run record doesn't matter as much as it once did, or even 60 or 61 home runs doesn't matter as much as it once did. But to me, it still matters. It still matters. Not as much, but this is still important. And I'm going to be locked in. I'm going to be locked in the next few nights watching Aaron Judge go for 61. I'm curious, will you? I really want to hear about that. 617-779-0985. You've heard from me. Let's go to Nick in Westport. You're up first tonight on the Baseball Hour. McCarthy in for Maz. Hey, Nick.
Hey, McCarthy. What's up, man? So couldn't agree with you more. Home runs are baseball. They are the game. And newsflash of the Red Sox, WAR and BABIP bacon plus squared, whatever other stats they can come up with, they don't matter. RBIs, home runs, batting average, these are the things that matter. And if they don't keep their best home run hitter, Devers, they're going to lose. They're going to lose more than a lot of games. They're going to lose a lot of the fan base. And if they keep doing things like letting guys like Kyle Schwarber go, who's got like 43 home runs this year in the National League, then it's going to just keep sucking. Like, you've got to keep the guys that hit home runs, and you've got to keep the guys that drive runs in. That's the game.
Well, Nick, let's just not overthink this, right? It's been the same way in baseball for 150 years, and isn't this one of the problems with baseball now? Haven't the analytics folks tried to suck the joy out of the game? Like, you, me, everybody, we grew up. What are the three pillars of offensive statistics in baseball? Batting average, home runs, RBI. You got a guy who's about to win the Triple Crown, maybe. That's awesome. I mean, I wish it weren't a Yankee. I'm not the world's biggest Aaron Judge fan, which I'm going to get into. Do you want Aaron Judge, too? And, I mean, we haven't even gotten into that part of this whole story. Is that this guy told the Yankees to take that contract and shove it. And he could be a Red Sox next year. Can you imagine that offseason and the juice that would create? But there are people out there who are going to tell you that this doesn't matter. And if you want to say that it doesn't matter because the steroid era ruined your ability to appreciate the greatness of home run records, I get that. I get that. But don't call in tonight and say, well, it doesn't matter because batting average doesn't matter in RBI. That doesn't matter either. I mean, what are we doing here? That's how you judge whether a hitter is a great hitter. Let's not overthink this. Yes, OPS is the best way to judge a hitter overall. I would agree with that. On-base percentage matters. But you just dilute the product and you dilute your ability to enjoy the game when you're bringing in all these stats that's hard to quantify. You know what you can quantify? That guy led baseball in batting average, home runs, and RBI. He won the Triple Crown. Every baseball fan understands that. And to say that that doesn't matter or that's kind of not cool or you're not excited about that as a baseball fan, I guess I just disagree with that. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, yeah, I just want to say I totally agree with you. Okay, I know the steroid era ruined the home run record. 73 is just absurd. I mean, the record for doubles is like 67. There's only been four 60-plus double seasons ever. But I just love the fact that you're talking about this. I mean, before last night, ESPN did not even have Judge as the main headline, and the fact that you're bringing up the Triple Crown, it is the first I've heard it since he's been doing it. So thank you for bringing it up. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and it goes to show where baseball's gone over the last 24 years. And that's a reflection of the damage that the steroid era did do to baseball, which I get, but it's also a reflection of where baseball is in 2022 compared to where it was in 1998. They've destroyed the product. They've destroyed the game in many senses. And people like me want it back. And that's why I'm excited about the pitch clock. I'm excited about the changes that are coming to baseball next year. It's probably never going to matter the way it once did. The world is different. Everything has changed. But there's no reason why you still can't get excited about something that's going on in baseball. I'm excited about what's going on in St. Louis right now. I want Pujols to get to 700. Only three hitters in the history of the game have gotten to 700. Numbers matter in baseball. And yes, the steroid era helped tarnish some of those numbers. But let's just appreciate how rare it is what's going on. A hitter pursuing 700, that almost never happens. A hitter getting 60 home runs, it hasn't happened since the steroid era. It took 35 years plus for somebody to get to 61 and surpass Maris. It took Maris, what, 30 plus years to surpass Ruth? It took him a few more games to do it. This is rare. And Judge is doing it at a time, too, where nobody else is hitting 60, 61, 62. Even with all the increase in home runs in baseball over the last 5, 6, 7 years with launch angle, and they juice the baseball, and you know now you know guys don't put the ball in play, they're just swinging out of their asses and trying to hit for the fences. Nobody's really taken a run at it. Stanton had 59 maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Nobody else has taken a legitimate run at it, and I think it matters. I'm going to be locked in over the next few nights, and I think you think it matters too. Because I got full phone lines right now on it, so when somebody drops off, you pick up the phone and join me. 617-779-0985. It's Matt McCarthy in for Maz. Aaron Judge could be a Red Sox next year. He could play for this team if they want to spend some money. That's the other fascinating part about this story, too. He's a free agent. He told the Yankees to go shove it. I think a lot of Red Sox fans want him. I'll explain why I don't. next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Baseball and more Mavs.
Okay.
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Mavs on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
I'm sorry, anytime somebody does something to match a mark set by Babe Ruth, that matters. That gets me going as a baseball fan. John Sterling on the call last night on WFAM, who of course is a gem and a delight. Be good to have John Sterling be one of the soundtracks to this, as Judge's season is going to go down in history. What do you make of it? 617-779-0985. And do you want him here? That's the second best part of this story. And maybe from our perspective here in Boston, maybe the best part of the story. Judge turning down that massive contract at the beginning of the year, thinking he's worth more. He's clearly worth more at this point. Telling the Yankees to go pound sand, betting on himself, and then going out and delivering one of the greatest offensive seasons in the history of baseball. However you want to rank it and compare it to what Barry Bonds did when he was roided out of his mind, like, go and look at Barry Bonds' stats from, say, 2004. I mean, it's absurd. However you want to compare it to what Babe Ruth was doing in 1927 or what Ted Williams was doing in 1941, you can decide whether it's the greatest season in the history of baseball. All I know is it's one of the greatest. And the man is going to get paid. And he might leave the Yankees. I mean, think about that. The New York Yankees, richer than God, could always get any player they want, might let a guy who goes out and sets the American League home run record, the Yankees franchise home run record, and say what you will about whether this number means what it once did, 61. I'm sorry, if you care about the history of baseball, forget the American League record for home runs, setting the Yankees record for home runs, surpassing Babe Ruth and Roger Maris, I'm sorry, that means something. That means something in New York. I think it should mean something across the country. It's just the way it works. And they might let him go. They might let him walk. And the Red Sox have a desperate need for a power hitter. Red Sox clearly need more power. They need more power from the outfield. You could snatch him away from the Yankees. I mean, who wouldn't want that? From a storyline standpoint? Oh, it's juicy. It's fantastic. But I don't want him. I don't want Aaron Judge here. And you might say, McCarthy, that's crazy. And I'm sure if you do sports talk radio in this town, how about having that storyline this winter? Red Sox signing Aaron Judge and going into next offseason. I mean, that is as like front page headlines as you can get for the Red Sox and for baseball in 2022, 2023. I don't want him. And I don't want him for baseball reasons. And yes, they need a power hitter. They need an outfielder. I get that. In many ways, he's the perfect fit. He's going to break down. That's my concern with it. He's going to break down. And if the Red Sox are going to be picky and choosy about who they extend themselves to, and listen, the Red Sox should sign Aaron Judge and sign Xander Bogaerts and sign Rafael Devers because they can afford all of them. Like, that's the way I feel. Of course they can afford all of them. They're not going to, though. Like, if they sign Aaron Judge, Bogaerts is definitely gone, and then maybe they trade Devers. To me, it's not worth it. It's not worth that trade. And I don't think he's going to be healthy in 3, 4, 5 years. He's going to break down. That guy's absolutely going to break down. He's only been healthy in 3 out of his 7 seasons. And he's managed to stay healthy in this contract year. He's managed to put together one of the greatest offensive seasons in the history of baseball. I mean, it's spectacular and good for him, and it's good for the sport overall. But I don't want him here. I don't want him because I think he's going to break down. Like, if you give me the choice, and yes, Aaron Judge is a better player than Xander Bogaerts, I think Xander Bogaerts is going to give you a hell of a lot more in year 5 of that contract than Aaron Judge will give you in year 5 of his. Aaron Judge might not give you anything. Aaron Judge might break down next year and you might never get the same player again. You're not going to get the season ever again. And it's going to be good for the hot stove and see where he ends up, and he's going to be dramatic and awesome for baseball, and I'm excited for that as a baseball fan. But I don't think I want Aaron Judge on the Red Sox. You think I'm crazy? You let me know. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Matt in the car. You're up next. McCarthy in for Maz on the Baseball Hour. Hey, Matt.
Hey, man. First time caller. I just wanted to say I completely agree with the Aaron Judge not coming here. I'm pretty sure he's 30 or 29 maybe. So you're already investing in a 30-year-old. I wouldn't give him $350 million. I'm pretty sure A-Rod had 2 $300-plus million contracts, and I think Aaron Judge wants to make up for that, him coming into the league at 25 maybe. And I also just had to say him hitting 61 and Albert Pujols hitting 700 and the rule changes next year, this is the greatest thing for baseball in the last 20 years probably.
Oh, Matt, I don't disagree about that, and I'll let you go on that. For the first time in a long time, I feel good about the direction of the sport. With the rule changes and everything coming into the game next year, desperately needed, it's going to be a better product. If you've been to any of the minor league games, you've been to a Woo Sox game, you've been to a Sea Dogs game or anything like that, this is such a better baseball game. You're going to love the pitch clock. Even if you're hesitant about it, you're going to love it. It's going to speed the game up. It's going to make it more watchable. There are going to be more balls put in play because of the shift being banned, pitchers not having enough time to recharge. It's going to be fantastic for baseball. And yes, what you're getting at the end of this season, too, with the home run intrigue, I mean, this is legitimate. It's not like 4 or 5 years ago when everybody in baseball was hitting 20 home runs. Like the Christian Vasquez's of the world were hitting 20 to 25 home runs because the ball was juiced. Aaron Judge basically has 20 more home runs than everybody else. This is historic what's going on. And Pujols chasing down 700, Lord knows, I think that's good for baseball, too. Let's go to Howard and Mashpee. Hey, Howard.
Hey, how you doing? I agree with you on Pujols. I enjoy following that. And Aaron Judge, I hope he breaks the record. I hope he hits 65. But my question is, he's in a contract year, and he's 20 home runs ahead of the next guy, approximately. What is Major League Baseball doing to make sure that this is a so-called, supposedly clean record? Are they testing him weekly? Do we know? Will they come out 2 months later and say, yes, it's legitimate, we've been testing him, or was he just tested in spring training?
Well, I mean, Howard, baseball has their drug testing program, their PED program. They catch guys here and there. Who's to say whether Judge is doing it cleanly? I have no idea whether Judge is doing it cleanly. We know the guys 20 years ago weren't doing it cleanly, and that's just the world we live in. So I'm just choosing to accept it. I'm choosing to enjoy it as a baseball fan. And yes, the record doesn't mean what it once did, partially because those guys didn't do it cleanly. And because it's just so absurd what they did. Like, the thought of anybody ever hitting 73 home runs in a season is nuts. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I don't know if anybody's ever going to touch it ever again. In a 162-game season, I would be shocked if in our lifetimes, if somebody hit 74 home runs. Which is why I'm choosing as a baseball fan to look at this and say, man, somebody's going to pass Roger Maris. Nobody's done that since Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa. In the height of the steroid era, where they were all juiced, I bet you the ball was juiced. It was a different world. It's been 24 years since the home run chase of 1998. It's been 21 years since Bonds set the single season record. Whether or not you think it's the legitimate single season record, and if you say, you know what, McCarthy? Yeah, I think Bonds is the guy. He's my all-time home run king. He's my single-season home run king. And that's who I think it is. I don't begrudge you for feeling that way. That's probably the way I feel. Although, admittedly, I've gone back and forth of that over the last 10, 15, 20 years. If you want to call in tonight and say, McCarthy, I don't believe in any of the steroid, you know, I don't stand by what happened in the steroid era, and Roger Maris is my all-time single season home run king, have at it. Feel that way. I'm not here to tell you how to feel. I'm just here to tell you that I care about what's going on. Because whether it's Maris, whether it's McGuire, whether it's Sosa, whether it's Bonds, somebody is about to do something that very few people in the history of the game have ever done. Hit 62 home runs in a season. And no Yankees done that. That does mean something. I'm sorry, it does. Tony in Stoneham, you're up next. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing? Hey. You know, I disagree with you. I would sign a judge. I would give him $40 million a year if I had to. But I would have in there that he has to be healthy. So that way you don't get hurt if he does fade out, like you say. And the thing is, this guy is leading in slugging. He's leading in on base, as well as the triple crown, as well as runs scored. It's unbelievable, the categories that this guy is leading in.
It's awesome, Tony in Stoneham. It's awesome. It's one of the greatest offensive seasons in the history of baseball. And it's great. And I think it's good for the sport. However you rank him in the history of baseball, undeniably, it's good. And you say, hey, sign Aaron Judge, give him $40 million a year. I mean, I do agree with that to a certain extent. The Red Sox should sign him for $40 million a year, and they should extend Devers, and they should extend Bogarts, and money should never be an issue, and they should spend $300 million on their baseball team next year, or whatever that comes out to. Realistically, though, that's not going to happen. So I just have to make the choice. Do I make the choice between Bogarts and Devers or Judge? Because don't you think the Red Sox would go out and sign Aaron Judge, but then let Bogarts walk and trade Devers? Like, can't you see them doing that? And then saying, well, we got Aaron Judge. And that's great. And that's a need. And that's fantastic. All right. You got your power hitting outfielder. They need that. You got the best power hitting outfielder baseball seen since Barry Bonds. I mean, really. They're not going to keep all three. They're not going to make the team around him better. And that's the thing that concerns me the most, is then they'll use that contract as an excuse to go out and not do something else. That, and with my concerns over his injury history and what he'll give you moving forward, those are the two reasons I back away on Aaron Judge. But my God, it would be exciting. And from a talk radio perspective, oh boy, would we eat that up this offseason. It would bring excitement and juice to the Red Sox. The problem is, I just don't know if he'd be on the field for the next 10 years. That's my major concern with it. And I don't know who else the Red Sox would put out there. That's my other concern with it. All right, 617-779-0985. We've got full phone lines right now on Aaron Judge. The home run chase. I'm not going to call it a chase. That diminishes 1998. The home run pursuit, 62, whatever you want to call it. And whether you want him on the Red Sox next year. I want to mix in some comments that Chaim Bloom has made in recent days, which I think can tie into that. We'll get a quick update on the headlines and right back with you. We'll take care of you all night long. 617-779-0985. It's McCarthy and Fermaz on the Baseball Hour.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
McCarthy in for Maz on the Baseball Hour, 617-779-0985. Aaron Judge goes for 61 home runs tonight. I'll be watching. If you're watching ESPN, I think they've got a soccer match on. Tonight, they'll be jumping into every single one of Aaron Judge's at-bats. as he pursues 61, which tells me that I think a lot of baseball fans do care about it. Haven't heard from a lot of baseball fans tonight who don't think it's important in some way, shape, or form, or aren't in some ways interested by it. But of course, one of the most interesting components of this is that Aaron Judge could be on the Red Sox next year. And do you want him? And I mean, I'll say I want the player. I'm more than happy with the Red Sox going out and spending a gazillion dollars on a ton of different players and using all their financial resources to the fullest extent of their power. But my concern, one of my two major concerns with signing Judge, is then the Red Sox will turn around and then use that as an excuse as to why they can't then extend Rafael Devers or can't extend Xander Bogaerts. And these were some comments that Heim Bloom made a few days to Rob Bradford, a few days ago, I should say. This is talking about the Mookie Betts trade. And there's a lot of word salad going on here with Heim Bloom kind of justifying why the Red Sox couldn't extend themselves for Mookie Betts, you know, a $350 million contract. And one of the reasons Bloom referenced was the farm system, which I don't necessarily agree with at all. Like that should have nothing to do whether you have the best farm system in baseball or the worst farm system in baseball. That shouldn't have anything to do with whether you're going to extend a generational player like Mookie Betts, or in this case, sign a, you want to argue, a generational player in Aaron Judge, or extend Rafael Devers. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about how the farm system has something to do with it. No, those are two separate things entirely. So in regards to the Betts trade, Bloom said this, quote, "The organization at that point was in a position where they clearly were not the class of the division and were at the bottom of the heap in terms of the quality of the farm system. And there were a ton of commitments on the books. We're fortunate, we're blessed with great resources here, but obviously you still need to be able to have freedom with those resources, and a lot of those resources were tied up. So it wasn't a very good either short-term or long-term position that was going to lead to some tough choices." When you have a general manager who's talking like that, when you have Heim Bloom talking like that, if you go out and sign Aaron Judge, he's going to then use that as the excuse as to why he can't extend Devers. Or if he extends Devers, he's going to use that as the excuse as to why they can't extend Bogaerts. Well, we need to have freedom with our resources. Yes, Aaron Judge should be here. Devers should be here. Bogaerts should be here. And if you had a general manager who had a more aggressive mindset, if you had like a Dave Dombrowski, maybe that would be a little bit more of a realistic scenario. But with this guy in charge, sorry, it's just not. So I'm going to make a decision. If I have to make a decision between Devers and Bogaerts compared to Judge, I'm going with Devers and Bogaerts, because I think that's probably the way the Red Sox would sell it to you. Devers or Bogaerts or Judge. I'll take the two over the one. That's just me, particularly because I think Aaron Judge is going to break down. 617-779-0985. Why don't we go to Ray in Revere? Hey, Ray, you're up next.
Yeah, listen, I think John Henry runs the risk of just more apathetic fans like me who barely pay attention if he doesn't get one of these two guys, Bogaerts or Judge. And I think they're different contracts. With Judge, I agree with you. There's the risk of breaking down. So I go long on per year, but maybe 4 or 5 years, overpaying per year. But Bogaerts for a longer-term deal. But if he doesn't land one of those two guys, he's in big trouble. Let me comment on Bloom's comments, okay?
Sure, go for it.
I think he's basically told you why he was hired and what the owner thinks of the job, which is your farm system stunk 3 years ago. We got a ton of bad contracts. I'm not going to go long on Betts, okay? But here's the problem. I don't think Bloom has done a very good job of building the farm system. The exception of getting the fourth pick in the draft and the consensus best player, it's really not all that great.
Ray, you are spot on about that. They don't even have a top 10 farm system in baseball right now, which 3 years in and every decision they've made has, you know, been about the future and not about the present. They don't even have a top 10 farm system. How's that possible? Really, when you think about it. I mean, think about all the trades they made for the future. Hunter Renfro for two A-ball prospects. Can we get a top 10 farm system if we're going to be that focused on the future? And I'm not saying that the farm system isn't in better shape. It is. But at the cost of what? And in Heim Bloom's case, it's been at the cost of the big league roster. And how can you be a fan of that if you're a Red Sox fan? Rich is in Hanover on Aaron Judge in the pursuit of 61, 62, all that. Hey, Rich.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I think one of the dangers for Heim Bloom, if he were a flower, he may end up being an annual and not a perennial. If I go back, I'm almost 78 years old, so I had great enjoyment in 1961 when Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris were beating each other up throughout August and September. Ultimately, Mantle was injured.
Yep.
And I believe Maris may have hit his home run off of Tracy Stallard, who was a Boston pitcher.
Yeah, it was the final day of the year. 61 came against the Red Sox.
Final day of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. It could well be that Judge is the only proven commodity, because if he beats Ruth's record in 154 games or less and is not on drugs, then providently speaking, he's the all-time winner, because I cast aside Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa because I find their process getting there was revolting to me.
Hey, Ray, you know, Rich, if you feel that way, if you feel that Aaron Judge is the legitimate single-season home run king, if he surpasses, Ruth in less than 154 games, or if he surpasses Maris, and you don't think that Bonds and McGuire and Sosa should count, I understand you feeling that way, which is why I think this is interesting. You know, it's not good for baseball that the single season home run record has gotten so confusing and so, you know, muddied like this, but you can make an argument. I'm willing to hear the argument that you think Aaron Judge is the legitimate single season home run king. I'm not necessarily sure if I'd make that argument, but you can make a legitimate argument for it. That's one of the many reasons to care about this. That's one of the many reasons to be locked in. I think that's one of the reasons why ESPN's going to be jumping into every single Aaron Judge at bat to see if he gets to 61, to see if he gets to 62. I'm going to be locked in on this Red Sox-Yankees series. The Red Sox are out of it. They suck. Who wants to watch the Red Sox? I want to watch Aaron Judge this weekend. And by the way, real quick, I might not be able to Friday night. Kev, is this game going to be on Apple TV? This game? This Friday night game between the Red Sox and the Yankees?
Yes.
God, that's so horrible. Oh, baseball deserves Judge to break that record, or, you know, to set that, however you want to, you know, define it. Yankees record, American League. No, he deserves to hit 61 and 62 on Friday just to shove it in baseball's face, because nobody can watch it. Red Sox, Yankees, September. You're putting it on Apple TV. Oh, get out of here. That's so horrible.
We also discussed last night that Pujols could be sitting on $6.99 and Cardinals, Dodgers will also be Apple TV on Friday night.
God, I hate it so much. Baseball, baseball, baseball. Why do you do this to me? Why do you do this to us? I just want to watch a little bit of history. History matters to me as a baseball fan. Now I got to sign up for Apple TV and I got to figure out how to stream. Oh, God. Let's go to Chris in Colorado. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, McGart?
Hey, what's up?
Listen, the one thing I know, I'm a diehard Yankees fan, you know, 50 years. And I know if you guys think that you'd even have a second to think about signing Judge, you're delusional. Because if he's going anywhere, which I don't think he will ever go anywhere, he'll be the captain next year. He'll be 7 years, $40 million, 8 years maybe. You're not getting them. I mean, San Fran and San Diego and the Dodgers will go after him more than you guys will, and they got the money. And he's not going to Boston. That's the last place he's want to go.
I mean, Chris, if the Red Sox offer him a gazillion dollars, he'll consider it. You would admit that, right?
Well, the Mets will do more.
And you know what? I don't disagree with what you're saying. And we're up against it, so I got to let you go. No, the Red Sox, are they going to be as aggressive as other teams? Probably not. But I don't 100% rule out John Henry deciding, you know what, I'm getting back in this thing. Let's grab some front page headlines. The Red Sox have changed philosophies a million times over the last 20 years. I'm not betting on it. I don't think Aaron Judge will be here. But they're the Boston Red Sox. They should always be in on somebody like that. I'm with you. They're more likely destinations. I ultimately think he probably does go back to the Yankees. If it's not the Yankees, then the Mets I could see coming in with their new ownership being more aggressive than the Red Sox. But I mean, I do believe it. I think there's a little smoke and fire around it. So maybe the Red Sox will be in on it. I'm not a betting man, but I probably wouldn't bet on him being here. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be an interesting offseason if there's legitimate smoke about the Red Sox being interested. That's for sure. Let's go to Sean in the car. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking the call, and thanks, as always, for putting on a good show every time you're on.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
So, I, I'll be honest. Aaron Judge deserves the MVP this year. I think Shohei Ohtani deserves the MVP every year unless somebody has a historic season, and Judge is doing that. He deserves the MVP in everything. But I don't want the Red Sox to sign him under any circumstances. He's 30 years old. He's having an unbelievable season, but they're going to be paying for past production, not future production, and I don't see how that's going to benefit them. It's going to pigeonhole them. And he's going to become an albatross by the time that massive contract he's about to sign is over.
Yeah, and Sean, we're up against it, so I got to let you go. But I don't disagree with what you're saying. And the Red Sox shouldn't let it be an albatross. The Red Sox should always spend more money and can always take on bad contracts if it ends up being a bad contract. But that's not the way they're going to operate. I think there are safer bets for them. But make no mistake about it. They need a power hitter. Even if they re-sign Bogarts and Devers, and Bogarts isn't really a power hitter, Devers is. They need more power hitters. No doubt about that. We'll wrap things up on the Baseball Hour now.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.